Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Wyoming News and Agriculture. Well, stand by because we're going to hear from Wyoming Farm Bureau in a legislative update as that budget session continues on in the capital city of the Cowboy State.
Join the University of Wyoming for the Ranching in the West Seminar Series, March 18th at Gillette College. This series offers hands-on education, peer-to-peer learning, and industry networking for college students and ranchers from across the state. The second session in the series, Energy Innovations, takes place March 18th at Gillette College. This session will explore the influence of energy innovations. If you can't make it in person, sessions will also be available virtually. To register for the Ranching in the West series, search UW on Eventbrite.
Seems like the weather is always top of mind. First thing we ask about when we get together, and often our last prayer at night. But do you ever get beyond the weather with your neighbor? Ask how they're really doing? We can't control the weather, but we can help each other weather the storm. Mental wellness isn't something we're used to talking about, but it's more important than any forecast. If you know someone that needs a hand dealing with farm stress, head over to beyondtheweather.com. That's beyondtheweather.com.
Agriculture has been an integral part of every Wyoming community since statehood. For the last century, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation has advocated for farmers and ranchers. We are a grassroots membership organization that unites as one voice because we care about your future. Farm Bureau believes in constitutional government, the competitive enterprise system, property rights, and individual freedom. Strengthen your future by joining or renewing your membership today. Agriculture, keeping Wyoming strong.
The Wyoming budget session is continuing on this week for the legislative session. Officially, there's another full week to go. However, the legislators may take the time, if needed, to extend it by another week if final decisions are not finished off. Brett Moline, Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation Governmental Affairs Director, told me the budget is pretty far off between the two chambers.
Between the House side and the Senate side, there are only a puny little itty-bitty little $1.1 billion difference between the two budgets. You know, there's some items that are, you know, pretty big tickets, you know, like how much of money they're putting into savings to, you know, right now the state's sitting pretty good, so we need to save some money back. But like I say, with about a third of the budget difference between the two houses, that'll take a lot of reconciliation. And then just getting them to agree might be like having, you know, all four of your kids agree on what's for supper.
One way they could try and get that budget agreement is to come through some special committees.
The conference committees have been appointed, so they'll see if they can work out the differences. Then we'll see where we go. But part of it is they want to get it to the governor. I believe the governor has 3 days to look at the budget and to do vetoes. So they want to have it back in front of the legislature in time to override some of those vetoes. Well, they're scheduled to get out a week from Friday. I believe it's March 8th is when they're looking at adjourning. So they want to have that budget back in front of the legislature by, you know, no later than Wednesday night. So they got a couple of days to work on if there's something that they want to override as vetoes.
On top of that, there were several bills that passed through committee this week, while others failed to make it to the floor. One that did see the advancement was House Bill 66, which deals with change in use in irrigation water, as it has made its way from committee.
For an example, a thing that was used is, you know, at different times of the year, depending on the flow of the river, a refinery needs more water than what they can get. And so how can they work together with a ranch that they own to change that use from irrigation to industrial?
As mentioned, the final day should be around March 8th. However, it could be a little bit longer if time is needed. That's going to do it for today's Wyoming News and Agriculture here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Mandy Schwab.